Next is the key of D. Now we're going to make the lowest E string the same pitch an octave lower as our fourth string, D. Right, so make sure those are in place. You're going to need this for the rest of the sheet. Now you should be able to do a six string D chord. It's normally only a four string chord, but now we're going to play all six notes, just like in the 1, 2, 3, 4, 6th line of the PDF, where it says D number one, and underneath it says with drop D, 0, 0, 0, 2, 3, 2. That's where we are right now. And now if you take those triads, if you take those triads on the top three strings, up to E minor, 0, 0, 0, 4, 5, 3, these may not be familiar to you, and if they're not, don't sweat it. You can do one or the other. There's three different D major possibilities here, and some you'll recognize and some you may not. So don't sweat over this if you don't. You don't have to master all this. This is just an exploration at this point. And some people who already know these will get this right away, and then they'll be able to use it. In fact, the reason I'm including this in this right here is because I saw a student today when we when I introduced this to some students. Someone already happened to know these types of voicings, and they work very well. So I'll just play through what it sounds like. This is D number one. I'm going to get out of 6/8 time and just do 4/4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Coming backwards. Now D number two starts off the same way, but now it's using kind of like the top four, not kind of like, it is like, except for the D chord itself, all the rest of the chords are the top four strings of their respective bar chords. Like E, if you played a big old E minor, you can't really do it here because you're in drop D, but if you took just the top four strings of an E minor and put the two open strings under it, you'll have the D number two line, second voicing where it says E minor. You know, really this is not an E minor. The real name of the chord would be like E minor over D, I guess. You would say E minor 11 over D. And then you would, for the next chord, you would visualize an F sharp minor bar chord, but only take the top four strings of that. The other lower two strings are open. So let me just play through all this. I'm playing D number two now. All right, 1, 2, 3, 4, like. Backwards. D number three is a fifth string A shape bar chord, like a D bar chord at fret 5. We take the bar out, and we're just going to play the lower two strings. We won't play the top string in this case. So in other words, D number three, first chord, it says 0, 0, 7, 7, 7. And now you're going to visualize like an E minor bar chord shape without the bar, and it's going to be 0, 0, 9, 9, 8, just like it says on the PDF under D number three. So the whole scale is going to, the whole harmonized progression is going to sound like this. All right, 1, 2, 3, 4, like. Now I'm going to go down to A because I was running out of room. And I end up where I started, going backwards.